愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
好，我们来看马太福音21章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音的11章。
Matthew chapter 11.
我们慕道班的朋友，我们可以到这教室，我们有慕道课程。
Truth seekers, please proceed to your classroom for your Truth Seekers class.
马太福音的11章。
Matthew chapter 11,
第二节
verse 2,
请你读。
Matthew 11, verse 2, And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples,
第三节
3, and said to him, Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?
第四节
4, Jesus answered and said to them, Go and tell John the things which you hear and see.
第五节
5, The blind see and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them.
第六节
6, And blessed is he who is not offended because of me.
我们在读十一章的时候，特别到第六节哈，主耶稣讲，不因我跌倒就有福了。
So when we read chapter 11, we will come to verse 6, which says that, Blessed is he who is not offended because of me.
那 我们都 一般都觉得说、主耶稣是救主。
Or does not fall away because of me. We usually say that the Lord Jesus is our Savior.
但是到第六节、我们在信仰路程啊、有的人也因为主耶稣而跌倒。
But when you read verse 6, then we come to realize that there are some people who actually fall away or are offended because of the Lord Jesus.
这个 有的英文翻作 stumble, 就是踢到石头就跌倒了。
Or there's some English translation that says that stumble because of the Lord.
所以如果不会因为主耶稣跌倒，那这个人有福气了。
So if this person does not stumble because of the Lord, then he is blessed.
那怎么主耶稣会让人跌倒呢？
So then how can the Lord make one stumble?
首先呢、我们来看这个约翰在监牢里面、他差人去问主耶稣。
So first, let's see what happens when John sent someone to...when John was in the prison, the Lord sent someone to look for him.
那第三节、说、那将要来的是你还是、我们要等候别人呢？
And verse 3 says, and said to him, Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?
我们知道约翰下监以后、主耶稣才开始出来传道理。
And we know that the Lord Jesus began his ministry after John was imprisoned.
为什么？
Why?
因为施洗约翰是为来主耶稣铺路的。
It's because John the Baptist came to pave the way for the Lord Jesus.
他来传悔改的道理。
He came to preach the gospel, the word of repentance.
所以预备人的心、让主耶稣来传福音的时候很容易接受。
To prepare the hearts of the people so that when the Lord Jesus comes to preach, they can easily accept it.
那我们记得约翰讲过他说主耶稣我连解鞋替他解鞋带也不配。
And we remember how John Baptist mentioned that I'm not even worthy to untie the sandals of the Lord.
然后约翰说他必兴旺我必衰微。
And John also said that he shall increase and I shall decrease.
因为他工作做完了他就知道他会衰微。
Because he knows that his ministry would come to an end, therefore he would decrease.
主耶稣开始这个工作越来越兴旺。
And the Lord Jesus ministry will begin to prosper.
但是约翰也是人。
But John is also human.
所以他被关到监牢里面，过了一段时间以后，他的信仰也开始有一点动摇。
So after he was thrown into prison, his faith was shaken.
所以他才要差人去问耶稣那个将要来的就是旧约圣经那个弥赛亚到底是你我们还是要 等谁呢
So he sent a messenger to, and asked the Lord, Are you the coming one or do we look for another?
有时候我们刚信主的时候信心很强。
So when we first believe in the Lord, our faith is very strong.
那有时候因为忙碌有时候因为很多事情发生所以到过了一段时间以后我们对主耶稣好像半信半疑。
But after some time with our busy lives and with the problems that we face, we begin to have doubts in the Lord Jesus.
真的主耶稣是救主吗?
Is the Lord Jesus truly the Savior?
还是每个宗教都可以让人得救?
Or couldn't all religions save me?
那这个问题啊，主耶稣怎么回答?
So how did the Lord Jesus reply to his question?
来坚固他的信仰。
So that he could strengthen his faith.
那我们现在来看主耶稣怎么回答。
So now let's look at the response of the Lord Jesus.
第四节。
Verse 4.
耶稣回答说，你去把所听见的、所看见的事告诉约翰。
Jesus answered and said to them, go and tell John the things which you hear and see.
那看见什么?
So what did he see?
第五节。
Verse 5.
瞎子看见瘸腿走路，长大麻风的洁净。聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。
Verse 5, the blind see and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them.
我们刚刚读过，这谁能做？
So we have read this before, so who can do these things?
谁能够让瞎子看见？
Who can make the blind see?
谁能够让瘸子走路？
And who can make the lame walk?
或者大麻风洁净？
Or the lepers be cleansed?
或者死人复活？
Or the dead be arisen?
这个是人做不到的。
Be raised, so humans cannot do this.
但是这个就是正在外面传福音那个主耶稣所做的。
But these are the very things that the Lord Jesus was currently preaching, doing it.
那主耶稣做这件事情告诉我们什么?
So with the Lord Jesus performing all these things, what is he trying to tell us?
告诉我们他就是神嘛。
He is telling us that he is God.
他是神成为人来地上。
He is God who came to the world as man.
他就是旧约时代预言的那个救主。
He is the Savior prophesied in the Old Testament.
我们看约翰福音第七章。
Now let's turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音的第七章。
John chapter 7.
32节。
Verse
32. 约翰第七章32节。
John chapter 7, verse 32.
法利赛人听见众人为耶稣议论纷纷，祭司长就法利赛人就打发人差役去捉拿他。
32, the Pharisees heard the crowd murmuring these things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him.
这个地方讲主耶稣是一个很受争议的人物
So here mentions that the Lord Jesus is a controversial figure.
因为他讲的从来没有人讲过。
Because he would say things that no one had talked about before.
他影响力很大。
And he's very influential.
你看他一证道，五千个人可以听到太阳下山。
When he speaks a sermon to the 5,000, they can listen until the sun sets.
所以当时就大家在讨论到底他是谁。
So at that time, the people were murmuring and talking about who he actually was.
然后当时的法利赛人跟文士就打发人去抓耶稣。
So the Pharisees and the scribes asked people to arrest the Lord Jesus.
那我们就看到45节。
Now let's read verse 45.
45节这个差役就回来向祭司长法利赛人报告。
The officers came to the chief priests and the Pharisees and gave a report.
为什么？他说
，Why？
从来没有人像他这样讲话的。
Oh, I'm sorry. Verse 46. The officers responded with the report. No man ever spoke like this man.
47节，法利赛人说：“你们也受了迷惑吗？”
Then the Pharisees answered them, "Are you also deceived?"
所以这个差役空手回来。
So the officers came back empty-handed.
因为这个差役要抓他之前先听听主耶稣怎么讲道。
Because before the officers arrest the Lord Jesus, they gave him the opportunity to speak.
那你如果看看主耶稣怎么讲道我看如果我们要去抓他，我们也被他征服了。
The officers, if they were not there to arrest the Lord Jesus, they would have been easily persuaded by the Lord Jesus.
他到死了四天的拉撒路的家。
The Lord Jesus went to Lazarus' home where he had died for 4 days.
他说, 生命在我, 复活在我。
And the Lord Jesus said, I am the life and the resurrection.
如果看英文哦, 我是生命, 我是复活。
So in English, it says, he says, I am the life and I am the resurrection.
这个是什么人啊? 什么叫做你是生命, 你是复活?
So who is this figure? What does it mean that you are the life and the resurrection?
那一边有一个人埋在那里已经死了四天。
And there was already a man dead there for 4 days.
如果说你是生命,你是复活,那你对那个死人你怎么办?
So if you say that you're alive in the resurrection, then what would you do with that dead person there?
主耶稣说,你带我到他那里,带到坟墓里面。
Then the Lord Jesus says, bring me to the grave.
他们马大玛利亚说他已经臭了,不要了,将来他会复活。
Then Martha and Mary said that, no, let's not take you there, he's already dead, in the future he would resurrect.
所以他把复活推到将来未来。
They pushed his resurrection to the future.
那这将来谁看见?
But in the future, who would see the resurrection?
那现在有一个死人,这最实在了。
So now there's this real dead person in front of him.
所以主耶稣到拉萨路的坟墓,然后呼叫他的名字。
So the Lord Jesus went to the graveyard of Lazarus and called out his name.
拉撒路就从死里复活。And
then Lazarus came back to life.
所以主耶稣的讲道是以他自己为中心。
So in the Lord Jesus' sermons and messages, he was the central figure.
然后他讲的道理大到能够让死人复活。
And his messages and sermons were so great that he was able to revive the dead.
所以你如果站在那里,你怎么去抓他?
So, if you were there to arrest him, how could you do that?
这不是说谎的, 他说我是生命,我是复活, 他叫死人复活, 那你怎么去抓他?
He is not a liar. He says that he's alive in the resurrection, and indeed he raised up the dead. So, how could I arrest him?
所以今天如果我们信仰开始在动摇,
So, today, if our faith begins to waver,
我们要想想主耶稣所做过的事情。
So we have to reflect and meditate upon the things that the Lord Jesus had done.
主耶稣2000年活着。
2000 years ago, the Lord Jesus was alive. Today, he's still alive.
所以你看, 呼叫主的名字, 真的有死人复活的。
So therefore, if you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, the dead will rise.
我们在加拿, 以前那个牧地传道带webcam去啊, 拍了4个死人复活的见证。
So in Ghana, Africa, in the past, when Preacher Woody went there, he filmed 4 people or 4 members that were dead and were raised to life.
所以主耶稣真的是神降为人来世界。
So indeed, the Lord Jesus is God coming to the world as man.
我是道路,真理,生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
历史上有多少个哲学家?
So in this world, through the past history, there are so many philosophers.
没有一个人敢讲我是真理。
So there's no one who dare to say that I am the truth.
只有主耶稣敢讲。
Only the Lord Jesus dare to say that.
他是道路。
He is the way.
他要引导我们回到父那里去。
He will guide us to come back to the Father.
所以 我们所信的主耶稣,
So the Lord Jesus that we believe in
确实是一个救主,
is indeed the Savior.
他可以解决人生最重大的问题。
He can solve all the greatest problems in his life.
他讲的话就是灵, 就是生命。
The words that he say is spirit and life.
那我们如果回到马太福音的11章,
So if we come back to Matthew chapter 11,
不因我跌倒就有福。
Blessed is he who is not offended because of me, who does not stumble because of me.
Yeah, 原文,你看那 Rhema 是 stumble.
Okay, so the original text is stumble.
那我们就来看啊, 怎么主耶稣会让人跌倒呢?
So therefore, how then can the Lord Jesus make one stumble?
我们看马可福音第6章。
Please turn to Mark chapter 6.
马可福音的第6章。
Mark chapter 6.
第6章的第3节。
Mark chapter 6, verse 3. Okay, Mark chapter 6, verse 3. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him.
这个第2节在讲主耶稣在会堂教训众人。
Verse 2 talks about the Lord Jesus teaching in the synagogue.
好, 然后他们就很惊讶, 他很有智慧。
And then they were astonished at his wisdom.
好, 为什么? 听主耶稣讲道会觉得他很有智慧?
So how is it that when they heard his message, they felt that he was full of wisdom?
因为主耶稣说, 我从天上听的, 我现在告诉你。
Because the Lord Jesus says that I'm sharing with you what I heard in heaven.
我们在地上听的都是地上的事情。
Whatever we hear are about things of the world.
所以很少人能够讲什么心事。
So very few people can talk about new things.
但是主耶稣从天上来。
But the Lord Jesus comes from heaven.
他讲天上的事。
He talks about heavenly things.
没有人知道天上的事。
And no one knows about things in heaven.
所以当主耶稣把它讲出来，大家就惊讶，哇，这个从来没有听过。
Therefore, when the Lord Jesus shares about things in heaven, they were all marveled. They never heard of this before.
所以他很有智慧。
So Jesus is full of wisdom.
然后他所做的有何等的异能呢？
So therefore, what are the mighty works that are performed by his hands?
大家很惊讶。
So people were astonished.
那如果很惊讶，你就信呢？
So if you're astonished, then you would believe.
他讲的就是从神来的，他做的就是神借着他做，你就信他了就好了。
So his words and his deeds were from the Lord, from God. So all you need to do is just believe.
但是啊，如果我们刚刚读那第三节。
But if we come back to verse 3 that we just read,
他们就厌弃他, 中文这个小小小, 有时候因他跌倒啊。
So they were offended at him or they stumbled because of him.
为什么因主耶稣跌倒?
So why is it that they stumbled because of the Lord Jesus?
因为那当时的文士法利赛人在社会上啊, 有头有脸, 被尊重的人。
Because at that time, the Pharisees and scribes were very well respected.
你看哦, 有头有脸的人哦, 都需要想去找一个跟他一样的人。
Such well-respected people and with high status, they like to find people with a common background.
所以我们在教会不要因为这样了形成一种团体。
So in the church, let us not follow the same method where we click together because we have the same background.
我在世界上有成就、很有钱、受高的教育，我就要来教会里面找跟我程度一样的人。这个不是圣经的教训啊。
In the society, I'm well educated and very of high status. Therefore, I come to church and look for people of the same background. This is not what we should do at church.
那他们为什么跌倒?
So then why did they fall away or stumble?
这不是木匠吗? 不是玛利亚的儿子吗? 他是讲出耶稣的家世背景。
So they say in verse 3, is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James? So they were looking at the family background of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣的家世背景是非常的卑微。
So the Lord Jesus comes from a very humble background.
所以他好像根出于干地。
So the Lord Jesus is just like a root out of the dry ground.
难道他在拿撒勒长大。
And he grew up in Nazareth.
人就问说，拿撒勒能够出什么好东西呢？
And the people questioned, what good can come out of Nazareth?
所以因为主耶稣的家世背景，所以人就跌倒了，没有办法再跟下去。
So because of the Lord's familial family backgrounds, the people could not continue to follow him.
今天。 这个到底对我们什么意思?
So today, how does this apply to us?
现在信耶稣的人很多啊。Now,
there are many people who believe in the Lord Jesus.
接下去一个难题就是教会。
And the next challenge that we'll have is regarding the church.
使徒行传只有一个教会。
During the Acts of the Apostles, there were only one church.
但是现在教会好多好多。
But today, there are many, many churches.
但是以弗所书里面讲哦，身体只有一个。
But in the book of Ephesians, it says that the body, there's only one body.
那个身体就是教会。
And the body is the church.
教会只有一个。
And the church, therefore, can only be one.
那这么多的教会。
And among so many churches.
那我们要找一个真正主耶稣的身体。
We have to find one that is truly the body of the Lord Jesus.
那要怎么去找?
So then how can we find this church?
所以以弗所书里面讲哦，圣灵只有一个。
So the book of Ephesians tells us that there's only one Holy Spirit.
一共有七个一啊。
And altogether in the book of Ephesians, there are seven ones.
那身体没有灵魂就是死的。
And the body without the spirit is dead.
所以教会里面如果没有圣灵，这个教会是没有生命的。
So if a church do not have the Holy Spirit, then this church do not have life.
那这个七个一你都把它对照下来看。
And then if you compare all the seven ones,
如果符合那个就是主耶稣的身体啊。
Then they all come together to mean the body of Christ.
但是如果你去网上搜寻。
But if you Google in the internet,
这个对真耶稣教会负面评论的很多。
There are many negative criticisms of the True Jesus Church.
1917年成立。
Our church, True Jesus Church, started in 1917.
这个教会只有一百出头年吧。
And this church only had a short history of some 100 years.
你看天主教有多长的历史。
And look at the Catholic Church, they have such a long history.
其他的基督教派有多少的历史。
And then the other denominations also have a long history.
那你说一百多年，这个叫真的吗？
So this true church only has a 100-year history. Can you call them the true church?
那再来从哪里开始
？Next, where does this church originate?
从中国大陆开始。
From China.
应该是从神学发源地德国或者哪个地方开始的
？It should have originated from Germany, where there are great theologians.
从中国大陆开始。
It starts from the China.
那里面的人呢？
And how about the people in the church?
主耶稣说有穷人传给福音传给他们。
The Lord Jesus says that the poor shall have the gospel preached to them.
所以真耶稣教会的信徒大部分都很普通。
So majority of the believers in the True Jesus Church are very common people.
所以如果我们用眼睛来看真耶稣教会的外貌。
So if we use our physical eyes to look at the exterior of the True Jesus Church.
它的发源地、它的历史、它里面的人。
From its origin, from its history, as well as the makeup of the members,
我们就跌倒了。
Then we would have stumbled.
但是如果我们从圣经的真理、圣灵的降临、神奇奇事的能力来看，这是真的主耶稣的身体啊。
But if we look at the downpour of the Holy Spirit, the work of the miracles, and the truth, then we know that this is the true church.
所以啊。主耶稣可以救人，但是有时候有人也因为他而跌倒。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus can save humans, but sometimes it can also cause others to stumble.
所以真教会是基督的身体。
Therefore, the true church is the body of Christ.
这是神的殿。
And this is the temple of God.
有神的同在。
And it has the abidance of God.
但是如果看外貌，也会因为外貌而跌倒。
But if we only focus on the exterior, then we may also stumble.
那我们现在看约翰福音第六章。
Now let's turn to the book of John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
第六章的六十节。
John chapter 6, verse 60.
请。
Okay, verse 60. Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?"
看61节。
61, when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, "Does this offend you?"
主耶稣啊，在约翰福音里面啊，开始就变饼给五千个人吃。
Starting in the book of John, the Lord Jesus fed 5,000.
那这五千个人吃过主耶稣变过的饼，你看他们的信仰有什么不同？
So after this 5,000 were fed by the bread of the Lord, do we see any change in their faith?
我们看第六章的十四节。
Now please turn to John chapter 6, verse 14.
众人看见所行的神迹，说这真是要到世间来的先知。
Okay, 14, then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world."
真的是不同啊。
So indeed, the Lord Jesus is different.
然后15节。
Verse 15.
众人就要来强逼他做王。
The people then forced to make him king.
所以你能够变饼给我们吃，你做我们的王已经最好了。
So since you can feed us with bread, so you will be the best candidate to be our king.
然后我们看24节。
Now let's read verse 24.
看见耶稣不在那里，就上船到加百农去找耶稣。
So when the people saw that Jesus was not there, they got into boats and came to Capernaum.
所以他们对主耶稣要他当王，也要去找他。
So they wanted Jesus to be king, and they seek after him.
最重要的目的是什么
？And what is their a purpose for doing this？
所以我们今天哦，信耶稣来找耶稣，目的是什么
？So today we believe in Jesus and we seek the Lord Jesus, but what is our motive？
我们的目的是不是跟那个五千个人一样
？Is our motive the same as that those the 5,000？
有时候我们连我们自己也不知道。
And sometimes we ourselves don't even know。
但是主耶稣看得很清楚啊。
But the Lord Jesus was able to see it very clearly。
所以我们看二十六节。
So now let's read verse 26。
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在告诉你，你们找我不是见神迹，乃是吃饼得饱。”
Verse 26, Jesus answered them and said, Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled.
这个吃饼得饱是什么?
So what does it mean to eat the loaves and be filled?
因为肉体的好处,因为今生的需要。
This represents the physical benefits as well as the needs of the current lives.
那其实跟主耶稣来的人,他肚子饿,主耶稣也怜悯他们,变饼给他们吃,这个他本来主耶稣就是爱嘛。
So the followers were hungry, so the Lord fed them. This is because Jesus loves them.
所以我们有需要向人求，也会有体验啊。
Therefore, when we are in need and we pray to the Lord, we will experience Him.
但是问题是，我信耶稣真的就是为着这个吗
？But the question now is, is my sole purpose of believing in the Lord Jesus just for this?
就是为着今生的好处、肉体的需要吗
？Is it just for the benefits of this present life and the needs of my physical body？
所以我们看主耶稣接下去讲什么
？Now let's see how did the Lord Jesus how did Jesus continue to say？
二十七节
，Verse 27，
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的。因为人子就是父所印证的。
27. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you.
所以这个地方讲啊，食物有两种。
So here tells us that there are two kinds of food.
这个是必坏的食物。
This is a food that perishes.
就是它变那个饼。
And that food refers to the bread.
那第二个是永生的食物。
And the second food is endures to everlasting life.
就是你能够吃的，能够有永生。
In other words, after you partake it, you can have eternal life.
所以今天我们来信耶稣，可能是因为今生的好处入门。
So today, perhaps we believe in the Lord Jesus because of the material benefits that we receive, and that's how we come to believe.
但是信了几十年，我们的信仰还停留在今生的好处，这个信仰没有进步啊。
But if we have believed in tens of years, and yet our faith still remains on just receiving the material benefits, then it is no growth.
生活没有困难，身体都很平安，就变成不冷不热。
And if our lives are free of difficulties and everything is peaceful, then our faith becomes lukewarm.
那下一次公司开始要 lay off 了，生病了，信仰就很热心。
And then the next time, you face a company layoff or you're sick, then your faith is revived again.
因为我们的信仰是停留在追求吃饼得饱。
This is because our faith remains stagnant and it just stayed at the level of just eating bread and be satisfied.
那这个不是没有价值啊。
So it does not mean that this is without value.
要为存到永生的食物劳力，这个才是真正的价值啊。
But the true value is in pursuing after the food that will bring you eternal life.
那存到永生的食物是什么？
So what is the food that endures to everlasting life?
就是真粮。
And that is the true bread.
33节，从天上降下来。
Which is in verse 33, the bread which comes from heaven.
那真粮就是主耶稣本身啊。
And this a true bread is the Lord Jesus himself.
所以接下去主耶稣在介绍圣餐啊。
And next, the Lord Jesus went on to introduce the Holy Communion.
这是我的肉。
And this is my body.
你吃的，末日就可以复活。
So eat of it and in the end time, you will resurrect.
这是我的血。
And this is my blood.
你喝了就有生命，末日可以复活。
Drink of it, and in the judgment day, you shall resurrect.
这个叫做生命之粮。
So this is what it means to be as the bread of life.
那这个在我们每次圣餐里都有领受。
And we partake and we partake of this during every Holy Communion.
所以圣餐你最后一天领受圣餐最重要。
Therefore, during spiritual convocations, the last day of the Holy Communion is very important.
我们领受主的肉，主的血。
Because we are partaking of the flesh and the blood of the Lord Jesus.
思想主的爱。
We reflect on the love of the Lord.
但是这个生命之粮不只是指的这个。
But this bread of life does not only refer to this.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Now let's turn to John chapter 6.
34节。
Verse 34.
他们说主啊将这个粮食给我们。35节。
35.
耶稣说我就是生命之粮到我这里来必定不饿信我的永远不渴。
Okay, 34, then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. 35, and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
Jesus says that I am the bread of life.
那如果领受这个生命之粮，不饿也不渴。
So if we partake of this bread of life, then we shall neither hunger nor thirst.
那现在问题就在这里。
So then the problem comes here.
我们信主几十年真的是不饿不渴吗？
So having believed in the Lord Jesus for tens of years, have we truly not have experienced hunger and thirst?
如果我们的心是不饿不渴，你为什么对世俗的娱乐这么看重？
So if we have not been hungering and thirsting, then why are we so engrossed into the entertainment and the pursuits of the world?
对世俗的娱乐这么看重，就是表示内心又饿又渴。
So if you're very focused on pursuing the entertainment and the enjoyments of the world, then it shows that we're very hungry and thirsty.
这个就代表我们的内心没有被主耶稣满足啊。
In our hearts, it shows that our inner hearts has not been fulfilled by the Lord.
所以我们就很注重从世界世俗来的满足。
Therefore, we are very focused on the enjoyment that we can derive from the world.
所以主耶稣要他们追求的，从吃饼得饱，进到追求生命之粮。
So the Lord Jesus would like them to grow in their pursuit from the bread, from the physical bread to the spiritual bread, which is the word.
六十节。
Verse 60.
他们听了说，这话甚难，谁能了解呢？
Therefore, many of they said, this is a hard thing. Who can understand it?
所以可见哈。为什么主耶稣下座就问门徒说你为什么厌弃呢？原文就跌倒。你为什么我讲这样的话你就跌倒呢？
So this is why when the disciples complained, the Lord Jesus says that does this make you stumble?
因为他听不懂。
Because they do not understand.
主耶稣讲我是生命之粮，他听不懂。
The Lord Jesus says that I'm the bread of life. They couldn't understand this.
那听不懂，你就不会觉得很宝贵。
So if you don't understand it, then you will not think that it is very precious.
那听不懂，我们就不会去追求啊。
And then if you don't understand, then we will not pursue it.
所以这个神的国里面有宝贝啊。
So in the kingdom of God, there is the treasure.
神的灵，神的道。神的爱要充满在我们心里面。
So the Spirit, the Word, and the love of God shall fill our hearts.
但是我们要去追求。
But we have to pursue them.
主耶稣借着他的灵，借着他的道，借着他爱，满足我们的心。
So through His Spirit, Word, and love, the Lord Jesus would fill our hearts.
所以主耶稣讲哦，世界在我里面毫无所有。
And will satisfy us. And the Lord Jesus says that, the world has no place in me.
你现在我们的心一打开了，都是世界。
But today, if we open our hearts, it's full of the world.
世界的分量很多。
The weight of the world is very high inside of us.
为什么世界占这么多？
And why is it that the world places such great importance in our hearts?
因为主耶稣只占一点点啊。
And it's because the Lord Jesus plays a very minor part in our life.
所以我们又饥又渴，世界就进来了。
So the more we hunger and the more we thirst, then the more the world enters our heart.
如果是主耶稣占满我的心
But had the Lord Jesus filled our entire hearts,
我已经满了
I'm already full.
世界就不需要进到我里面来
Then the world no longer has to come into my heart.
那这样我们的信仰才会有力量
Then only through this way can our faith be strong.
因为世界是在地上的
Because the world is on earth.
主耶稣是在天上的
But We are in heaven.
在灵界。
The Lord Jesus is in heaven in the spiritual realm.
我们这个整个心都被带到世界下来。
But our entire hearts have been brought down to the level of the world.
我们就很难很亲近那个灵界里面存在的神。
Therefore, it'll be very difficult for us to draw close to the God who is in the spiritual realm.
所以神如果开我们的心，我们听得懂。
Therefore, if God open our hearts, then we will be able to understand.
我们就觉得这很宝贵，我们就会改变我们人生的方向。
Then we will find that this is very valuable and precious, and we will switch our pursuit in life.
但是主如果没有开我们的心，听不懂。
But if the Lord did not open our hearts and we do not understand,
这个教会都讲一些抽象的啊，没有讲一些实际的，下一次不去聚会了。
Then we'll say that, oh, this church, the message is so abstract, I cannot understand, so I'll stop going to church.
那就因为主耶稣的话跌倒了。
And because of this, we may stumble because of the word of God.
所以主耶稣讲的话会让人得福气，但是有时候听不懂，也会因为这样而跌倒。
So therefore, the word of the Lord Jesus can bring us blessings, but sometimes when we don't understand, it can also make us stumble.
我们现在再来看约翰福音十六章。
Next, let's turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音的十六章。
John chapter 16.
十六章的第一节。
Chapter 16, verse
1. 请。
Verse 1, these things I've spoken to you that you should not be made to stumble.
这个地方讲哦，我这些告诉你们，所以你不会跌倒。那这些事情是什么？
So, what are these things that would make you stumble?
为什么这些事情我们知道了就不会跌倒？
Oh, so what are these things that after you know it, you will not stumble?
我们回来看十五章，约翰福音十五章。
Now let's come to read John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章的十八节。
John chapter 15, verse 18.
世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们以前已经恨我了。十九节。
Verse 19.
你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的人，只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界拣选你们，所以世界就恨你们。二十节。
Verse 20.
你们要纪念我对你们所说的话。我到十八节就可以。
Okay, let's end here.
19节,
oh, sorry, verse 19. Okay. Verse 18, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. 19, if you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
这个地方讲啊，世界要恨你们，世人要恨你们。
Here tells us that the world and the people of the world would hate us.
为什么?
Why?
19节。
Verse
19, 你如果属世界，世界就爱你们。
If you were of the world would love its own.
然后你们不属世界。
Yet, because you are not of the world.
我们是主耶稣从世界被拣选出来的。
We have been chosen out of the world.
所以世界的主人是魔鬼，我们的主人是主耶稣。
So the master of the world is the devil, and our master is the Lord Jesus.
因此这两个是彼此相敌的。
Therefore, these two are opposites.
因此。这个就是告诉我们，我们如果认清楚我们的信仰是什么。
So here reminds us that if we can truly know what we believe in and what is our faith,
我们就有一个心理准备，就不会跌倒。
Then we will prepare our hearts and not stumble.
比方说现在这个社会上
for example, today in the society,
变性了。
There are many people with trans a lot of transgenders.
Yeah, 然后。同性恋呢、
homosexuals
你要怎么办、
so how do you so what should you do
你如果属世界跟他看法一样
if you are of the world and hold the same views as them
世界就爱你因为你是他们的一部分
then the world would love you because you're a part of them
但是如果我是属主耶稣
but if I belong and of the Lord Jesus
我的看法跟圣经一样
Then my views is similar to the Bible.
世界就恨你啊。
Then the world would hate you.
那你就会受逼迫啊。
Then you shall be, you will be persecuted.
因此这个告诉我们，信仰是要花代价的。
So here tells us that we have to pay a price for our faith.
主耶稣已经为我们付出代价。
The Lord Jesus has paid the price for us.
就是十字架的宝血。
Which is the blood on the cross.
今天 我们要付代价。
So today we also have to pay the price.
通往天国这一条路叫做义路。
So the way to heaven is called the path of righteousness.
因为天国是新天新地，有义居住在其中。
Because heaven is a new heaven and new earth where righteousness dwells.
所以我们可以看约翰福音的第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章的十九节。
John chapter 3 verse 19.
光来到世间，世人因为自己的行为是恶，不爱光，到黑暗，定他们的罪就在此。二十节。
20.
作恶的便恨光，不来救光，恐怕他行为受责备。二十一节。
21.
神经真理的必要来救光，显明他所行的靠神而行。当一个人信主以后
，So after a person believes in the Lord，
你会发现他的朋友渐渐会离开他。
You'll realize that his friends would gradually leave him。
为什么
？Why？
因为当我们进到救恩，就是行真理。
It's because when we enter into salvation and practice the truth，
那这个叫做发光。
Then it means that we're shining for the Lord。
整个世界。它是属黑暗的。
Then this entire world it belongs to the darkness.
所以光会显露黑暗。
So light would show the darkness.
义会变成个定不义的标准。
And righteousness shall be the standard to judge the unrighteousness.
所以我们在这个末世你就发现，如果我们要做敬虔的基督徒，你要预备要受苦。
So in this end time, if you determine to be a godly Christian, then be prepared to suffer.
因此我们知道主耶稣讲的话那我们就不致跌倒。
So therefore, if we know the word of the Lord Jesus, then we shall not stumble.
所以现在要洗礼我们都 要跟他上很长的课程。
Today, before we perform water baptism, we have to give the candidates a long series of classes.
为什么？因为要活在这个世界，真的是一个极大的挑战。
Why? It's because to survive in this society today, we'll be faced with great challenges.
那如果我们愿意靠神，我们就可以得救。
But if you're willing to rely on God, then we will be saved.
那我们看。马可福音十四章。
Now let's turn to Mark chapter 14.
马可福音十四章。
Mark 14.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
十四章的二十七节。
Mark 14, verse 27. 27. Then Jesus said to them, All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered.
这个二十七节下面我要击打牧人，羊就分开。
So verse 27, the bottom says, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered.
这个预言主耶稣要被钉十字架。
So this is a prophecy of how the Lord will be crucified.
然后羊就分开了。
And then the sheep will be scattered.
所以在二十七节前面说你们都要跌倒 ,stumble.
So the first part of verse 27 that says, all of you will be made to stumble.
所以一个人要跟着主耶稣走天国路。
So if a person wants to follow the Lord Jesus and walk the path to heaven,
就像彼得一样。
Just like Peter,
他曾经否认过主耶稣。
He had denied the Lord Jesus before.
因为这条路他跌倒了。
And because of this way, he had fallen.
这个背十字架跟主耶稣的路他跌倒了。
So in this path of carrying the cross, and following the Lord Jesus, he had stumbled.
这条是天国路啊。
This is the path or the way to heaven.
但是他跌倒了。
But he had stumbled.
走不下去。
He could not continue.
这不是这条路不对。
And it's not that this way is wrong.
也不是这条路不好。
It's not that this way is bad.
这是对的，这是好的。
It is correct, it is right, it is good.
让你得永生。
So that you can receive salvation.
但是我们要舍己背十字架跟着主耶稣。
You can receive eternal life, but you need to deny yourselves, carry the cross, and follow the Lord Jesus.
这个如果没有办法做得到，就跌倒了。
So if you cannot do this, then you will stumble and fall.
但是彼得后来就再继续得圣灵，得能力。他就真的走在这个跟着主的道路上。
But afterwards, Peter received the Holy Spirit, received power, and he was able to come back to walk on this path.
所以在使徒行传里面，我们看他一直跟着主耶稣到最后殉道。
Therefore, in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, we see how Peter followed the Lord Jesus to the point that he was finally martyred for the Lord.
所以天国路好不好？非常好。
Therefore, let me ask, so therefore, is the path or the way to heaven good? It's very good.
但是，
我们
要求神帮助。
We need a God to help us.
不然的话，我们在主耶稣走过的道路上，我们就跌倒了。
Otherwise, in this path that the Lord Jesus had walked on, we would stumble.
我要唱诗。
Now let's sing him.
380首。
380.